Scott, you've written a lot of stories in the last week, following the acquisition that the ski company has finalized with IntraWest and Mammoth Resorts.
InterWest was a publicly held company. Now, after this purchase has been completed, they're a privately held company. But when they were a publicly traded company, they had to file information with the SEC about what kind of offers they were receiving, because their shareholders have the right to know if their board was truly pursuing the best deal. So some interesting information came out of that. And Aspen Skiing Company, when it first became known that InterWest was shopping around its resorts, Aspen Skiing Company put in a bid, a cash bid, for Steamboat, the operations at Winter Park, and then the Heliski operation up in British Columbia. So that kind of tells us what Aspen Skiing Company or what the Crowns were specifically interested in. InterWest board rejected that deal because they wanted to sell the whole kit and caboodle. And so KSL Partners, Capital Partners, had that broader bid on the entire company. It was competing with some other big boys that I don't believe were disclosed, but I think three parties advanced to the final round. Aspen Skiing Company was not one of those three parties. In the meantime, KSL and Aspen Skiing Company came together. So it's just interesting to me that the real apple in the eye of the Aspen Skiing Company was Steamboat Ski Area, and then InterWest had an operating agreement with Winter Park, which is owned by the city of Denver.
That
So
is
that
interesting.
might tell us what Aspen Skiing Company is most interested in. I think the local impact is going to be not for this season because they're already locked into various marketing agreements and just contracts with ski passes. So I don't think it's going to affect ski passes this year, but I think it could potentially have an impact on the following ski season. Maybe there'll be some kind of ticket that if you're a Steamboat skier, you get discounted lift ticket to Snowmass or something like that.
Yeah, surely there'll be some sort of reciprocity. I mean, you've got to think they're going to offer something along the lines of the Epic Pass, because that seems to be why you're doing this, right? So you can compete with that. So you have one pass that is good at all of those resorts. I'm sure they're still trying to crunch the numbers and figure out how that would work. The Epic Pass is a season pass to all of the Vail Resorts holdings, which now, we're able to compete with that because you have Squaw Alpine, Mammoth, Steamboat, lots of great resorts as well that we're now affiliated with.
And of course, Sunlight is now partnering with a Japanese resort. I guess this is Sunlight's little way of expanding its portfolio in that it allows more opportunity for pass holders, right?
It makes their passes more valuable and it gets their name out there. So, in some ways, Sunlight is a local's favorite, and then it becomes kind of an alternative for people who are coming this way. The more buzz there is about it, the more people hear that, hey, the snow's really good there, and it doesn't get worn down, and you don't have to wait.
So it looks like if you are a pass holder at Sunlight, you can also go ski the Alp 2500 and other resorts in this state, along with Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, and Alaska. So
Yeah.
it's like Sunlight's answer to the ski company's Mountain Collective slash kind of taking over the world of Western resorts.
Sunlight doesn't get the publicity. It doesn't have the name, so it has to do this sort of headline grabbing. And it's worked. I've seen all kinds of echoes to that news release and the story that we did with Denver TV stations and just Google alerts from key industry websites and so forth, picking it up.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Sunlight and a lot of these, like the gems or whatever, however we're referring, the marketing folks refer to them. There's always been partnerships there with these small independent resorts, but that seems to be expanding as well. There's reciprocity now between Silverton and Sunlight, which is pretty cool.